Really?
Yes.
Have you spoken to them? Have you heard from them recently?
Yeah, I speak to them once in a while. There aren't no phones or electricity, so once in a while when they get a chance, they manage to sneak in a phone call.
And what kind of information have they been transmitting to you?
Obviously, the situation is very horrible. They can't leave the house, and when the curfew is lifted, they shoot at the everybody who's walking outside in the street. So it's very unsafe, and even when the curfew is on, if they look out the window, they get shot. So it's very risky even to stand next to a window.
Wow, that sounds a little bit surreal. So how many people are down there at the march, do you think?
What we've heard so far is more than 250,000. Definitely more than that. I don't know the exact number, but there's huge numbers of people around here, all kinds of people.
Did you say 250,000?
Probably even more.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yep.
And from my understanding, there are Palestinian flags everywhere?
Yes, there are Palestinian flags and all kinds of... Of course, the majority are Palestinian, but there's many... flags from the rest of the Arab countries like Egypt, Syria, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. So there's a multitude of people represented here.
Excellent. What are some of the things that you see around you right now? I heard you got a big sign.
Yeah, well, I have a sign that says "Wanted Ariel Sharon for war crimes," and it has his face on it. And I see signs that say "Not in our name." About like the occupation, and I see signs that saying "End the occupation, stop sponsoring state terrorism, stop financing Israeli brutality," and now they're chanting free Palestine. So there's many signs up. I can't read all of them because there's flags and everything.
So your sign talks about Sharon for war crimes. What do you think about him as?
I mean, he is an indicted war criminal, and I think he should be tried justly, and I think he should get what he deserves, which is prison, and I don't think he should continue serving in the government. And it's very unfortunate that the people of Israel elected a war criminal in the first place. It says a lot, but what I would like to see is him out of office, and somebody who respects human life and who respects the Palestinians' existence, just like Israel needs to exist, Palestine does exist and will exist, so... Until Sharon is out of government, I don't think that will happen to the Palestinians. Palestinians are a people just like the Israeli people are, and Sharon is not giving us the right to exist, and he's murdering and massacring thousands and thousands of innocent civilians.
Great. Are there any pro-Israeli people out there making some noise?
Not as far as I know. I know there are a bunch of... a group of rabbis that are against the Israeli occupation, and I know that there are a few Jewish organizations one of them is "Not in Our Name" and other signs that say Jews for ending the occupation and everything, but I have not seen personally any counter demonstrations or any Israeli opposition around.
How's the corporate media coverage?
There's a lot of media all around. I don't know which stations are there. Channel 7, probably CNN, Al Jazeera Television. I'm pretty sure all of them are here. It'll be horrible if media would miss such a huge event, because this is really, really big.
Great. Are connections being drawn between, because I know there are people down there protesting the IMF, between the role of the IMF in the international political scene, especially with Palestine or Colombia?
Multitude of demonstrations have combined together all of the IMF and World Bank demonstrations and all of the Freedom for Palestine and Ending the Occupation have, I believe, now merged all together. The speakers are calling for ending the occupation as well as ending war and talking about human rights in general. So I don't think it is only limited for Palestine now. It's everybody's joined together for one cause, which is ending the war.
All right. How's the police presence?
A lot of police all around, on horses and on foot. And although I don't see them right now, I don't see them in the field, but while we were marching, they were around stopping traffic and making sure that people stay under control.
Are they dressed in pretty heavy gear?
Yes, they are. And more, I saw quite a few on horses, so very intimidating. But hey, we're presenting our point of view, and we have every right to do so. So we're not too intimidated by it.
How does this compare to other demonstrations that you've been in? If you've been in any others?
This is the largest demonstration that I've ever been in, actually. Although I'm a student at George Mason University, and we have organized a demonstration there about a week ago, and it definitely was not even close to this. We had about 500 students, and we were very happy. But I raised my head up high looking at the numbers of people that are out here supporting the cause and saying their prayers for the Palestinian people and for people all over the world who are undergoing an unjust and unfair treatment by rules and resolutions that aren't helping at all. So I'm very proud to be here. This is an amazing crowd and for an amazing cause.
That's great. That sounds like an excellent time. I wish I was there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your interview.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to say?
I just want to thank everybody who supports the cause, and hopefully everybody will know the truth one day. A lot of people are changing their minds, and they are finding out the truth about the situation in Palestine. Hopefully one day everybody would join their hands together and try to help the Palestinian people end their struggle, not calling for the end of the State of Israel, but calling for the creation of the State of Palestine and for justice in Palestine.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you,
Zaina. And have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Yes. Hi. I don't know if she has told you, her mother is part of a spokesperson for the Palestinian Authority in Palestine. So.
Well, because her parents are over in Ramallah.
Yes.
Right
yes.
now.
Yes. So it's really amazing. Great. So are you doing well? Is everything all right? Have you heard any news?
We heard from, Doyle earlier. She said that it's the best protest. She's the most inspiring protest she's ever been to. There were all kinds of people there, things like that. As I'm sure you know, because you're already there. What's your estimate on the number of people that you see around you?
I've heard between 10 to 50.
Really?
Yeah.
We just heard 250.
250? Wow. See, I don't know. It's so spread out. It goes from the end of the Capitol, like right where the reflection pool at the Capitol ends, all the way. I'm looking down. I'm trying to find the Vermonters because they had a huge sign that I can't see right now. I think this is it. Yeah, all the way down. I can't see past the crowd. I don't know how far it goes. It's at least 4 blocks long.
That's great. That doesn't sound like 250,000, though.
I don't think so. I'm now going further out, and I'm looking to down the opposite street, like the perpendicular to where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole street is filled. There's a sign that says capitalism means racism and war for socialist revolution. All right. And U.S. military aid to Israel. I'm just looking down the street. Oh, my God. It's so huge. I can't see the end of it. I don't know. It could be 250. There's two different stops where there's speakers happening. So there's really not any opposition. I don't know.
That's great.
Yeah, it is great. And it was really inspiring to see the Hasidic Jews standing in solidarity with the Palestinians. And also there's people praying to Allah randomly in different spots of the grass. So,
well,
absolutely amazing.
The really interesting thing about Hasidic Jews is that many of them, and I'm not going to speak for all of them, but many of them don't think that the Jews should be in Israel at all until the Messiah comes and brings them there.
Right. So they're just there waiting. I don't know. There's these horrible pictures. Oh, my God. There's these horrible pictures of just limbs of children, body parts, heads cut off. It's horrible. On huge signs showing what's happening in Israel right now. So, yeah, that's where I am. I'm in the middle of a mass crowd just walking. Can't find the Vermonters anymore. Don't know where their sign went, but...
So all of the marches have merged into one?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty large. Yeah, it goes...
Where am I now? I'm at least four blocks away from the Capitol, and then it goes at least another four blocks perpendicular. So,
can you tell me a little bit about, were you on the Palestine March or were you on the Columbia March?
The Columbia March, I don't think, is until tomorrow.
Oh.
The focus, at least, is until tomorrow. But there has been just a few random things like Monsanto signs and things representing Columbia. There was a Columbia teach-in all day that I attended in the morning, and it was well received. There was people flowing out of the room, and there was a man, Hector, from Columbia that spoke, who was fantastic, and there was five different sessions happening that were completely filled. So it was well received as well. People are learning about the issues that are going on in our world, which is encouraging.
What was there? Do you know anything about the IMF World Bank demo that happened this morning?
The IMF World Bank demo happened. There was a huge balloon against Citibank, it was a huge balloon of the world, and it said "Earth for Sale." There was probably maybe 200 people, and then the Palestinian March merged with it and like added at least a few thousand people to the march. It was amazing. So, oh my God, it's way more than four blocks. I'm sorry. I keep walking, and it might even go all the way down. I think it does. It goes from the Capitol all the way down to the Washington Monument.
Wow.
And there's just flags and people and puppets and all kinds of stuff. I don't see any police at all. And I've been walking kind of down the way. I don't know. So, yeah, Columbia's tomorrow. We're going to be doing some street theater outside Occidental Oil Company. People recognize why we're fighting this many wars, and mostly it's for corporate domination and oil resources.
You want to tell us a little bit about Occidental's role in the whole Columbia thing?
Oh, Occidental has a 490-foot pipeline that runs through Columbia, and our old Vice President Gore was a $1 million shareholder.
You mean the environmental presidential candidate?
Right. He's a $1 million shareholder in this. And they are pumping oil through the Uwa land. The Uwa are the indigenous people. And that's really exciting, too, because those people are here. And I just saw Jess! Yeah! So they're pumping oil out of the Uwa land. And they're displacing people all over the place. I'm on the phone with Free Radio Burlington. oil company pumping oil out, and the Uwa people are here and they're speaking for themselves. There was a front page article in the Metro section of the Washington Post today about the Uwa, and speaking for themselves, which is great because that's what needs to happen. The oil company has been bombed a few thousand times this year. The people don't want it there, and the U.S. government is now spending at least, $99 million and openly saying that that's why we're protecting the oil company. So now the U.S. government is protecting a U.S. corporation, and our tax dollars are doing that. So that's what's happening with the oil company, at least in Colombia. And in Afghanistan, I don't know if many people know, the reason that we are there is not to fight terrorism, but to get the oil pipeline to go through the Caspian Sea, and it would be the easiest way to get through Afghanistan. So this is really great. So do you guys want to hear some street theater people?
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Radical cheerleaders, sorry. What's this? Can you hear them?
Not really. Ooh.
Okay, maybe you can't hear
them. Get them right around the phone.
Okay, yeah. One second.
Yeah, I want to do an interview with one of them.
Can we do an interview on the radio?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, live in Burlington. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you tell me your name?
My name's Amy Passoff.
And where is it that you're from?
I go to American University in Washington, D.C., but I'm from New York.
Great, and are you doing Radical Cheers down there?
We're doing Radical Cheers down here.
You wanna do one for us?
You guys wanna do one over the phone for her?
Yeah.
You guys wanna do Justice? No.
I only know one radical cheer.
Okay. We're going to do stomp, okay? Ready?
All right, great.
You go. Ready? One, two, three.
I said your system doesn't work no more.
What did you say?
I said your system presses down the poor.
What did you say?
I said stomp, smash the state, let's liberate, organize, and raise some power, rise up with that rebel.
Woo! Okay.
That's the only one I know.
That's the only one you know. That's the only one she knows. Okay. Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, just tell me how your day's been. How have you been received down there?
Against IMF and Four Peace.
Essentially, I don't know what you've been told, but there were several organizations that were here. Some here are for globalization. Some here are anti-globalization. Really. some are here to close down the IMF and World Bank for this weekend, in April, every year they have a meeting. And for every year since the year 2000, there's been protesters that come out because structural adjustment programs don't work. And like we said, it presses down the poor, and they can never, ever get out of debt. But it seems today that, like, the most people are actually here for the Palestinian cause. And it seems that most people who were here for the other protests have sort of conglomerated or mixed with the Palestinians are for their cause as well. So that seems to be the dominating, leading factor for today. Most people are talking about Palestine and how Palestine needs to be freed and the occupation needs to end.
Are they talking about the role that the U.S. government plays in the Palestinian issue?
Sure. Well, one of the main things is that people want the United States to stop funding Israel because most of the military equipment that is used in Israel is paid for by U.S. tax dollars. They're hard currency, actually. And then the Israeli government is giving probably about $6 billion in soft currency, $3.5 million in hard currency, and the $3.5 million in hard currency is used to buy military weapons from United States corporations because all the tanks and the guns are made here in the United States and we export them out to Israel.
How much is going on surrounding Colombia? Anything?
Yeah, actually, there is a small contingent here about Plan Colombia, and there was a conference at AU the other day, and there was a teach-in about Plan Colombia. I've seen a few signs, but again, like I said, the Palestinian voice seems to be the voice that's prevailing today. It's not that people are pushing Colombia aside, but the Arab community specifically has come out very strong, and they're trying to empower the rest of the population to understand the problems in Palestine.
Great.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. No, I'm okay. But have a good day. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for being on the air.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Rachel. I'm going to go now.
All right, great.
We'll try to get back to you later. And Chess says, hey. We're going to walk around and see if we find any other cool people.
Right on.
So much.
No worries. Have fun.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to Free Radio Burlington. You just heard live interviews from down in D.C., people talking at the rallies and whatnot.